Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Now, when you're in your 20s and 30s, retirement seems like a far-off destination. Even if you're diligently socking away money in your 401ks or IRAs, after all, at that age, you're likely more focused on marriage or long-term partnerships, buying your first home, perhaps having children. You just don't have the time to sit around pondering what your retirement is going to look like. But once you hit your 50s, chances are that you daydream now and then about retirement. No more screeching alarm clocks, no more commutes, and no more weekend emails. So the question is, when do you know if it's time to retire? Many people put off retirement much longer than necessary because the idea of no longer having a steady paycheck and employer-subsidized healthcare is difficult to come to terms with. For others, the idea of actually retiring is daunting because the task of filling 40 to 50 newfound hours a week sounds a little too challenging. During the show today, we're going to discuss some of the indicators that can tell you that you're officially ready to retire. But before we jump into today's topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for having me. I love doing this podcast with you, and I'm actually very excited about today's topic and signs that people might be ready to retire. So where do we start?
We're going to get our show going today with a U.S. News and World Report article, 8 Signs You're Ready to Retire. And it has a lot of terrific details I'm eager to share today. First of which is that you're ready to retire if you've had a good conversation about the future with your spouse. Clearly, you don't need your spouse's blessing to retire, but it's very likely a big mistake to make such a foundational lifestyle change without a lot of communication with your spouse. Is your spouse as ready to retire as you are? You don't want to end up in a situation where retirement is more stressful than your career was. After all, retirement is supposed to be a reward for all those years you were punching the clock, literally or metaphorically. Clear communication that leads to a solid plan is particularly more important on matters like chores. For example, a spouse who has spent many years running the home may have routines for how they prefer to handle things, and the newly retired spouse needs to be respectful of those. Additionally, if the one spouse can retire a handful of years before the other, will the spouse who isn't retiring be resentful? And will the retiring spouse be able to accept that their spouse won't be available during the workday to spend more time with them until their own retirement?
It makes sense to me, Stephen. And that's probably not a wise move to come home one evening and suddenly announce to your spouse that you've retired. That might lead to some questions.
No kidding. Now, the next sign that you may be ready to officially retire is having all or most of your debt paid off. It's no secret that money is an essential part of getting ready for retirement, and the more debt you're carrying, the more difficult it is to build an adequate nest egg. While that may sound like a simple common sense, the article quotes a financial services professional who says many of their clients come in without a clear sense of what their assets and liabilities are. It's essential to have a thorough understanding of what you own and how much you owe. From there, focus on paying off all or most of your debt before you formally retire. The article adds that many financial professionals recommend that you have all debts and interest rates greater than 6 or 7% paid off before you actually retire. Heading into retirement without the burden of significant debt payments will make your post-work life far more rewarding.
speaking only for myself here, I wouldn't want to head into retirement with two or three credit cards and their double-digit interest rates. As you said, the more financial liabilities you bring with you into retirement, the more successful the whole thing is likely to be.
That's right. Yep. Especially with interest rates being where they are today. Now, next thing is you shouldn't head into retirement before you've made a comprehensive budget with the assistance of your advisor or financial professional. Don't lose sight of the fact that budgeting doesn't end once you're no longer working. If anything, budgeting is even more important once you retire because you'll need to accurately track your spending. Another benefit of budgeting with the assistance of your advisor is that they'll be able to help you account for the expenses that are likely to emerge as you age. It's one thing to address the spending you're doing right now, but your budget must also anticipate the spending changes that are on the horizon. While what you spend on gas and vehicle maintenance may go down, that savings may be offset by more frequent travel, especially early in the retirement years. As you exit your 60s and mid-70s, it's likely that your healthcare needs and expenses will rise. Your budget needs to consider what healthcare may be costing you 10 or 20 years down the road.
This has been a very informative and valuable show today, Stephen. What's next on the agenda?
Let's push forward with U.S. News and World Report article, 8 Signs You're Ready to Retire, which has more details I'm eager to highlight, the next of which is determining if you have enough consistent and reliable sources of retirement income. After you've worked with your financial professional to carefully build a budget, you can shift your focus to making sure you'll have enough money during retirement or both pay your bills and provide you enough to handle your discretionary spending. Retirement shouldn't be about merely surviving, so your strategy should position you to pay your bills and still have some breathing room at the end of each month. Most retirees build consistent and reliable income via pensions, Social Security, annuities, withdrawals from retirement savings tools, and income from a part-time job or business. Now, once you've crunched the numbers and know that you can comfortably cover your expected expenses, it's a clear indicator that you can now likely retire whenever you want.
Once your paychecks from your employer stop, you must be able to turn to the other sources of income that will see you through retirement. That's a lesson you've emphasized on many previous shows, Stephen.
Exactly. Now, the next sign that you're ready for retirement is being as certain as possible that your finances can withstand normal market downturns. Many people work with their financial services professional or advisors to spread their retirement money across assets like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The goal is for the growth in these investments to provide you with enough money to fund a potentially decades-long retirement. But of course, there's also risk. The article notes that the concept of sequence of return risk often doesn't get the media attention it deserves. Sequence of return risk simply refers to the possibility of a market downturn hitting just as you're entering retirement. If you pull your money out of the stock market when this happens, you cement losses and possibly compromise the long-term value of your retirement account. The article cites a financial services professional who explains that while the last 15 years have been the stock market's best 15 years, it would be foolish to presume everything will always be this sunny. With the goal of protecting against sequence of return risk, it may be a solid move to set some savings aside in cash or another conservative investment that you choose in partnership of your financial services professional. That way, you can withdraw money from that pool while waiting for the market to recover.
As you've explained to us before, Stephen, it's important to work with a financial services professional when investing because it's easy to make emotional decisions when the market is either riding high or hitting a rough patch. And a financial services professional will be there to provide you with a cool, calm, and collected perspective.
The next sign that you're ready to retire is having a plan for your healthcare. Many workers get their health care coverage from their employers, which means that they must find new coverage once they retire. While Medicare is available to people 65 and older, younger retirees are on the hook to find medical coverage on the government's health insurance and marketplace. The article also recommends discussing long-term care insurance and similar options with your financial services professional. Note that Medicare doesn't cover ongoing custodial care like a nursing home or assisted living facility. Medicaid often will, but before that happens, you must have depleted your assets while also meeting income requirements. Additional options include buying long-term care insurance or life insurance with a long-term care rider. You should work with your financial services professional, tax professional, advisor, and estate attorney to prepare your strategy and estate for the possibility of requiring long-term care. Making sure you'll have projects, hobbies, and passions to pursue during retirement is yet another signal that you're ready to retire. Many financial services professionals will tell you that many of their clients find themselves feeling a bit lost in the early days of their retirement. Again, your job was the framework that you built your week around. That's 40 to 50 hours a week and about 160 to 200 hours a month you must now fill with other pursuits. You can't simply head into retirement without a plan to fill your days. And in fact, not having a clear sense of what you want to do with your time may be a sign that you should hold off a bit on retirement. Ultimately, boredom is a very real risk and that comes with retirement.
Truthfully, Stephen, not knowing what to do with myself and my time is one of my biggest apprehensions about retirement.
Feeling burnt out at work is the article's final sign that you're ready to retire. Waking up in the morning and feeling a sense of dread about getting up and heading to work means it's time to sit down with your advisor or financial services professional to make your final retirement preparations. Of course, having those feelings about your current job doesn't automatically mean you're done working forever. A lot of people do shift gears a bit and open their own business or transition to part-time hours or perhaps become a consultant. For some, easing into retirement is the best move.
Great point. So far during the show today, we've been discussing some of the signs that may indicate you're officially ready to retire. During our second segment, we highlighted making sure you'll have enough retirement income to pay your bills and provide for more discretionary spending, building a strategy that can withstand normal market downturns, having a plan to secure healthcare, having things you're eager to pursue in retirement, and feeling burned out at work. What do you have for us in the final segment, Stephen?
Yes, throughout the show today, we've touched on saving enough money for retirement. But let's focus on that important subject entirely in the time that we have left today. A Kiplinger article, These Four Traits Lead to More Retirement Savings, has some of these fantastic details. So the first trait is a level of optimism that lets you consistently look on the bright side. Think that's a small matter, think again. The article explains that optimism is simply the trait to expect good outcomes, meaning that the optimism often spurs positive financial actions, such as drafting a financial strategy or coolly adapting investments during times of market volatility. In fact, the article points to a survey in which respondents with significant levels of optimism were more likely to report that their retirement savings is on track or even ahead of schedule. Furthermore, a positive outlook often produces lower levels of financial stress.
For people who tend to be more pessimistic about their finances and future, working with a financial services professional may provide the support and fresh insights needed to change your viewpoint.
The next trait that leads to more retirement savings is focusing on the future and prioritizing it in a way that leads to a brighter retirement. Research cited in the article determined that people with a high future orientation are more likely to prioritize preparing for retirement while embracing thoughtful spending and savings habits. Moreover, 70% of those with a high future orientation already have a personalized financial strategy, compared to just 48% of people with a low future orientation. Meanwhile, those less focused on the future are more likely to cash out retirement plans during job changes or excessively dipping into emergency savings. And the article adds that studies suggest more future orientation is associated with the development of specific goals and increases the ability to plan. Clearly, setting goals and then working toward them can improve your future orientation. Lastly, an easier way to build this kind of mindset is to automate your contributions to your retirement savings plans, because it leads to consistent savings and builds higher future orientation into your daily life.
Working to build a high amount of future orientation is one of the best reasons I can think of to work consistently with a financial services professional.
Now, the third trait that leads to more retirement savings is to keep your eye on the prize rather than obsessing about the potential risks. The article highlights additional data that divides retirement savers into two distinct categories based on whether they're primarily focused on reward or risk. Those who are focused on eventual reward are inclined to prioritize hitting their goals and achieving their ideal retirement. Meanwhile, those who are focused on risk tend to prioritize security and protection. Reward-focused savers show better retirement readiness. For example, 56% of reward-focused savers report having retirement savings of more than $200,000 compared to just 38% of savers who are more focused on risk. The article goes on to explain that the disparity is linked to proactive financial traits that are often associated with a reward focus, like aggressive savings or investing. Though it may be challenging, moving from a risk-focused mindset to a reward-focused mindset is possible. One study cited in the article suggests that reflecting on past financial success can reduce anxiety and boost confidence. And this is another place where working with a financial services professional to build a personalized financial strategy may be valuable. A study by LIMRA, a financial services trade association, found that 87% of people with a written financial strategy are confident that they'll achieve their preferred retirement lifestyle.
Hey, just when I think there can't possibly be yet another reason to work with a financial services professional, you go and give us another one, Stephen.
Now, the final financial trait that leads to more retirement savings is financial literacy, because the more you know, the more you save. The power of good financial literacy, which is essentially understanding financial concepts like compound interest and inflation, is clear in survey results referenced in the article. That survey found that 56% of people with good financial literacy are comfortable managing their retirement savings. People with a better understanding of financial matters exhibit stronger financial habits, including building an emergency fund and controlling spending. Now, the bad news is that many Americans don't have adequate financial literacy. The 2023 TIAA Institute GFLEC Personal Financial Index reveals a worrisome pattern. American adults correctly answered less than half of 28 basic financial questions. Now, even more unsettling, 25% couldn't even correctly answer 7 questions. So the best way to improve your financial literacy is to seek out and study reliable financial information from a trustworthy source like a financial services professional.
Very well said, Stephen. Thank you. We've had another excellent show today. Do you have anything else for us before we sign off?
Listeners can visit my website at veritywealthgroup.com or call my office at 626-650-9486 to discuss how we can answer your questions about how close you really are to retirement, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy. It is our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
And that concludes another episode of Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group and me, your co-host, Jacqueline.
Join us soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.